Venezuela, former Maduro Intel chief begs victims for forgiveness. By BenQ on July 10, 2019. The former head of the Venezuelan Bolivarian Intelligence Service, SOPIN, General Manuel Christopher Figuera, made a public apology Tuesday to victims for crimes he committed on behalf of Nicolás Maduro's socialist regime. During an appearance on the Colombian television network NTN24, Figuera asked his victims for forgiveness and pledged to try to make amends by agreeing to testify in any possible tribunal. The people who were victims of abuse, of the torture in Venezuela, I want to ask their forgiveness, because I was partly responsible for the Maduro regime's abuses and their criminal enterprises, he said. You can count on me, and if I have to testify so that justice is done with the victims' relatives, I will not hesitate to do it. Allegations of abuses were recently corroborated by United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet, who published a report charging the Maduro regime with grave human rights violations. These violations included a shockingly high number of extrajudicial killings, as well as arbitrary detentions, ill-treatment, and torture. Figuera's comments come days after he gave an extensive interview to the Associated Press where he provided details of Maduro's personal involvement in human rights violations, including arbitrary arrests and the framing of his political opponents. As an experienced Cuban-trained intelligence officer, the 55-year-old Figuera was closely involved with Maduro's attempts to crush legitimate President Juan Guaido. Figuera claimed Maduro asked him to arrest Guaido's mother, but Figuera eventually dissuaded him from the idea on the grounds that she was suffering from cancer. Maduro then turned his attention to Roberto Merera, Guaido's chief of staff, for imprisonment. When Figuera contested that they had no legal grounds on which to arrest him, Maduro told him to find a way. "What do I do to put him in jail?" he recalled asking Maduro. He told me, "That's not my problem. Take him prisoner, arm him with weapons. See what you do." Soon after, SOPIN agents arrested Marrero on charges of running a supposed terrorist cell, and he has remained in prison ever since. Figuera remains the only senior member of Maduro's military and security forces to defect from the regime. Most senior military officers were appointed on the grounds of their loyalty to the socialist cause, now enjoying exorbitant salaries and a high level of influence in the country's affairs. "I'm like a soldier who raises the flag upside down to signal distress," he said in last week's interview. "My mission is to seek help to free my country from disgrace." Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.